Hello to you and welcome to the Jewelers Podcast. So, it is the Jewelers Fair in Sydney and we're out and about. And here to moderate, we have got Brett Lowe and Ewan Riley from Young Jewelers Group. Hello. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So how is it? How are you enjoying Sydney, the weekend?
Yeah, well, it's been a quick tour for us, but we come almost every year, but it's good to have a catch-up thing tonight and meet a lot of new members which we haven't met before.
Sure. Mm. And we are pre-event. So we're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at the moment.
Yes, and much as you can be.
Doing well. So Young Jewelers Group, it's probably is the most cited resource for jewelers that we've had, of all the people that we've talked to. I think it comes up nearly every episode as a great resource. How did it start? Give us a little bit of a background.
So initially began as an idea just to keep in touch with our friends that we went to TAFE with, because Brett and I did TAFE together.
Yeah.
Through our jewellery apprenticeship. We did initially limit the age to, I think it was up to the age of 35 or something. So it initially was a young jewellers group.
Yeah.
And you know, we got to a point where we had a couple of hundred members, and we decided that it was a bit of a blind leading the blind without having the really experienced people on board. So then we opened it up to everyone, and then it just absolutely just went nuts.
Yeah, right.
It changed very quickly from the beginning. And before it went online, like, we used to do it socially anyway. Like, Ewan and I would get together with people we worked with or people we went to TAFE with, and they would bring their work friends, and it was just a jewelers get together, whether it was going out for a beer or having a barbecue in the park, and there might be, you know, 12 of us or half a dozen, whatever it was.
Very cool.
Yes, we were socially networking within our trade anyway, so it was a real life thing before it became a online thing.
And you're quite young blokes. Would you still meet the criteria of the initial, or are you just over?
I wouldn't. He wouldn't. Brett wouldn't.
I just got kicked out this year.
Very good. So you had just come out of your apprenticeship when you started it.
Just out of apprenticeship. Yeah. I mean, the thing that I sort of struggled with most when I was going through my apprenticeship, I came from a regional town, and the jewelers there just did not talk. There was no communication at all, and I mean, that was another reason why we used to network quite a bit out of Young Jewelers Group, was just to get communication up, because that was never there.
It is a very solo profession.
Yeah, it's very solitary. You spend a lot of time on your own, a lot of time in your own mind, and that's why I used to love the get-togethers when we'd go out, because you'd meet all these different people and you'd find out about workshops you didn't know existed. And just so much. So and you look at what it is now online, it's enormous.
How do you see your role on Young Jewelers Group now? Because in the early days, it was for you. Does it still have a function for you in terms of networking? Or is it more of a service that you're providing now? How has that sort of changed over the years?
I would say it's evolved a little bit. Like, initially, I mean, it was out there to benefit us as well as other jewelers, and mainly just for the communication side of it. But I mean, our roles probably changed a little bit. Like, initially it was just Brett and I on board, and you know, we were doing 40 hours a week moderating it on top of our full-time jobs. It was a big thing to do. Yeah, a lot of time invested in it, and you know, we decided to get some other administrators on board to help us out with it.
Yeah.
And you know, we've probably taken a little bit more of a back seat than what we did when we first started. But what we see our role now is to do other things which aren't directly involved with the Young Jewelers Group. Like, for example, Brett's on the board for the, you know, advisory council of the JA, and we try and do different sort of projects behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see. Like, you know, for example, previous years we were doing the jewelry bench competition, and just other things which can sort of help the jewelry industry grow. And we've sort of taken that backseat step and let the other couple of administrators do the moderating type stuff, and we're sort of trying to do these other projects.
Yeah, sure. Because obviously you've got your own work that you need to do, your own side work that you want to do.
And families, our own life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stretches thin.
Yeah. And that stuff too.
Yeah.
Like,
moderating is just such a big job. Like, speaking to a couple of people today, that there's 20,000 posts and comments a month. So, yeah, there's a lot of material to look at. And, you know, we don't catch everything. And it's a huge job.
Yeah. And even just member requests. I can't remember what the percentage was, but it'd be less than half that get admitted to the group that request.
Do you miss being on the other side, the sort of just being able to drop in and have a chat? And
I mean, we still do that. Like we still try and engage, you know, in a lot of conversation from a personal level as well. But obviously, we probably got to be a little bit more careful with, I mean, some other people, you know, what they can say. Like, we have to be a little bit more political about it sometimes. But I mean, we still get involved.
Yeah, there's still benefits for us being members. Like, I'm more than happy to ask questions about things. Like, there's some fantastic jewelers on there. So I know I'm a better jeweler because of the page. Like, there's things I've learnt from there. And
yeah, for sure.
So I'm more than happy to give back my two cents as well to help other people. And, yeah, I'm certainly still taking from the page as well.
I would say that because of our roles changed from being strictly moderators when we first started, I probably find a bit more engage with it now than what I was. Just because we've taken that backward step from moderating full time, I feel like I can get a bit more involved on a personal level now.
How do you approach sort of watching what you say and trying to see all sides and be friendly when maybe inside you're like, but I've got a better view of this.
I just experience, I think. We've been doing it for a long time. I mean, we're the
7 years.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're the longest running platform of like a jewelry based industry group on Facebook. We've had a lot of experience.
Yeah.
I don't find it too difficult anymore.
No.
Yeah, like, because my approach to the trade as well is very open-minded, so I don't find it difficult. I'm not one way or the other, you know, because there's certain topics and debates that come up year on.
Yeah.
And, you know, every year we're dealing with it again. But, I guess I try and see both sides of the coin, and, I generally don't find it very difficult either.
Okay. Because obviously you're going to have your own views.
I do.
But, yeah, so to be able to calm the storm.
Well, you try to, you know. I think some people get a bit carried away, and that's part of the job being very solitary as well. I think they really believe in what they do and their way of doing things, so they really get fired up when somebody wants to go about it a different way.
Yeah. It's funny because I think I mentioned this at the last podcast that we went for drinks with Jason Ree and we were talking about CAD versus handmade. If it was online,
of course, I love that one.
Bang! But it was it was over lager and we were having a very civil debate, and like, so that solitary aspect of social media, like you don't have that kind of vocal feedback of what are you doing, what are you saying.
But it's just the internet, it's not even social media. Like, I don't know where people get off throwing their opinions and trolling people online. Like, you don't behave like that in real life. Why do you think you can get away with it online? And
you suck.
But the tone can certainly be misconstrued. There's plenty of times I've typed something thinking of being very PC about it, then somebody's completely read it a different way, which I had no intention of it being.
Yeah, true.
Having that meaning behind it, but
there's sometimes I've posted something, I'm like, it's all right, guys. I've got the perfect thing that's going to solve the whole riddle, and this is my articulated, beautiful theory. Everyone can be quiet now, and then everyone's like, "No, screw you."
Yeah.
So sometimes you can think that you can solve it.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just an unsolvable thing.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you like to see on there?
Photo Friday's my favourite.
Yeah.
So I love the sharing side of it. And that came out of that the page has gone through phases and it goes through ruts at times. Yeah. And sometimes that's reflecting, I think, maybe the industry's feeling And that's why, because we were doing a bit of it anyway, like people sharing their progress of how they were making things. And I said, let's just do this. Let's do this every Friday. Just whatever you're doing, just post it up. Let's see what you're up to. Open up people's workshops. And that is my favorite thing. I love seeing how people are doing things. Because, there are going to be things which I haven't seen before. And I'm going to be like, oh, wow, that's cool. I'm going to do that next time. I'm going to try that.
It
might not work for me, but maybe it will. Maybe it'll change everything I do from that point on. But so Photo Friday is my favorite, big time.
And it works both ways as well, because somebody who's more skilled than you can put something on and you're like, oh, they've done it like that. And, you know. And then the other way, when you see somebody who's got the bravery to put something up when they've been doing it maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years or something, to put something up, it's really good. It makes you, and you can sort of be on the other side of that. Like, I like what you've done there, and you know, maybe try
throw some information at them and like, try this other tool or whatever.
I've had things that I've put up there. I was using whiteout for something, so I was like, you're gonna poison yourself. Like, okay, thanks. I'll try not to do that in future.
We're all poisoning ourselves one way or another just being jewels.
This is true.
It's not the healthiest trade.
It's not a healthy trade.
So are they the things that get the best engagement, those sort of Fridays?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we do like Tip Tuesday as well, try and get these funny things going. All those things get good engagement, where it's seeing other people's work.
Oh, actually, Workshop Wednesday, it's not a big one, but I do like that because I'm all about the tool porn. So I'm currently trying to get pretty up my workshop. Like, I'm buying like new hammers and file handles and stuff just because, like, the ones I have, they work, but these ones look nice.
I'm not like that. I just have a tool. I don't care what it looks like.
I don't think I could ever post a photo of workshop.
No.
It's too dirty.
No. Get a good scrub down.
That's it. It's never going to be real because, I'm just going to, totally,
Do it after the Christmas cleanup, January 1.
Yeah, right.
The photo.
Engagement is important to do, and that's why you're here. That's why you've come to Sydney. That's why you run the group. What benefits... That's quite a broad question. Can you, do you get from engaging in your industry? Because you're not engaging with customers, you're engaging with
each other.
With each other.
Yeah.
With your competitors. Some people don't want to do that. But
it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot of people that have come and gone on our page. Some of them I'm still really good friends with, but it's just not for them.
Yeah.
The internet's not for everyone. Young Jewels Group's not for everyone. There's plenty of spin-off groups which have come from people that haven't worked out on our page. They didn't like it, so they do it their own way.
If they want to do their own group, then it still works. You've still served the purpose of encouraging that.
We find the people that have done their own spin-offs are very passionate about one particular part of the industry, like the whole, I hate to bring it up again, the handmade versus CAD thing. Like, some people are very, very, very passionate handmade, some are very, very passionate CAD, and they just didn't fit within the group because it is such a broad group. So they form their own specialty group, and that's a good thing that's come out of it. People feel comfortable just talking handmade stuff within a close environment which is dedicated to that.
Do you think that topic's softening up a bit? Do you think people are caring less?
It's better.
Or are people still passionate about or a bit of both?
They are. They're always going to be passionate. It is better, but it's still there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's still there. See how excited I am.
Yeah, we just love it.
Have you got like a countdown? Like, it's been 36 days since CAD versus handmade.
We should do that.
Yeah, that'd be funny. It always blows up when it comes up, though. It doesn't take much to set people off.
How else do you engage? So we're in Sydney. What other things can you think of? Like, you've got friends that are not on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Do you have meetups? How do you initiate things? What do you advise sort of the independent, perhaps new jeweler to do stuff?
It's like even just walking around the fair, a lot of people know who we are now, so... Mm. like, it's great. It certainly slows my walk around the fair down. Yeah. But,
makes
but
it a bit more interesting as well.
It's fun. Yeah. Like, I enjoy it. I like coming here. I like seeing the faces I only see once a year.
Mm.
Hang out, catch up, see what they're up to, what's news, how they're feeling, where they are. Yeah, and then tonight we obviously have our get-together with all of our members. And there's going to be people that have been invited through other jewelers who aren't necessarily members and may become members from being there, but I don't care whether they do or they don't. It's sociable.
I think that's what that's sort of the early days. That's what we used to do, was network with other people outside, and we're probably trying to concentrate on that a bit more now, I guess, and get that sort of networking aspect up a bit, and just keeping it fun and keeping the trade open and communicating. And
There's a lot of good people in the jewelry industry. I've got a lot of friends in it, and it's good to see them. Like, I really enjoy coming down and seeing everybody. So,
what would you like to see in the industry for the future?
I'd like to see the manufacturing industry put on a more of a pedestal, whether it's through competitions or some sort of exposure, maybe in print media who knows. Like, there's so many different ideas we've thrown around over time, but financial backing is normally the hardest thing, trying to get it out there. But I've had a customer come to me once before saying, there's no good jewelers in Australia, I had to buy this from New York, and that's heartbreaking hearing that. Where you go onto the American versions of what Young Jewelers Group is, and because of their population, they have enormous numbers of members. And those sort of people really look to the Australian jewelers. They see Young Jewelers Group, and then they see, look how many great jewelers there are, and these guys are still hair-making, and look at the skills they have. And that's really dwindling over there, and the opportunities are dwindling for them. And it's not just America. I don't mean to single them out. Part of hair industry thriving in that regard is a lot of it's due to our page. Like, people are getting better and pushing themselves design-wise and skill-wise because they see what others are doing. They think, well, let's do that. That's the bar. Let's push forward. So I'd like to see that the public more aware of that.
Yep, agreed.
I certainly push it in my work. Like, this is handmade work and it's individual design. That's why you come to me. I'm not going to make you the same old thing you can buy from every other chain store. So
I think some of that comes from your own exposure to jewelry, because you've got your own sort of jewelry drug of the passion of it, and you want your customers to know, these stones are amazing, and you don't know what went into this.
And a lot of the jewelers you see, their social media, it's showing how they made it. The customers love it. They absolutely love it.
Well, the jewelers, I mean, you've had them on before, Harry and Ben, they've got massive followings on social media, and it's primarily because they put up the process that they do to make it, and they're all, they're handmade jewelers, and, they've got, I don't know how many now, 30,000-40,000, followers on Instagram and stuff like that. That's huge.
And they're doing that daily, engaging daily. Mm. And
it's effort.
Yeah, it is a lot of effort, but it's obviously paying off for them.
Yeah.
If someone comments, they, reply.
Mm.
It's making those connections that is really working for them.
Mm.
Social media is a whole other beast. Learning how to do it properly and do it well.
Yeah, sure. But then also, it's kind of like when you see someone like Harry or Ben, it's almost like it looks very simple.
Mm.
Like, because it's not extravagant, intricate photography.
Mm.
It's on their iPhone, and like, it shows that the consumer isn't too bothered about that.
Mm.
They're looking for the content, not the smoke and mirrors.
I think they love that the person making the piece is so tangible. Like, you're right there, they can see what you're doing, they can comment, and you're actually replying. Like, it's one-to-one. You're not going through a storefront through somebody else and you're hidden out the back somewhere. It's a direct line.
What's your experience of customers from the street versus customers from social media? Is it coming more from social media these days?
Yeah, I mean, I would say a lot of my clients come from social media, but through my own personal business. I mean, we sort of have a reasonably similar approach to people like Harry and Ben, trying to keep it all about the manufacturing, and, we often put things that we're working on the bench and letting people know that we actually make it. And we have an open workshop so people can walk past and see that there's actual jewelers there, and we don't hide behind a wall. Again, awareness to the public that manufacturing is a thing, and we can provide top quality product.
Yeah.
And they don't need to go, like Brett was saying, overseas and that sort of thing to get something really nicely made. There's stacks and stacks of good jewelers in Australia.
So. Yeah, right. I'd like to see more CAD jewelers putting their processes and how they're doing it. Because I'm a computer technology kind of girl. Like, that's what's interesting me. I don't see too much of it.
No.
So
yeah, it tends to almost be hidden sometimes, I find, that they're doing it in CAD. And
once
again, I don't see a need for that. Like, if that's
how your shop works. I found that too. Like, I've talked to a couple of CAD people about doing it, and they said, no, we don't want to give away our little tricks that we do.
So, I mean,
it's up to them, but
yeah.
I mean, it's a whole part of what the Young Drillers Group is, showing people what you do. And, I don't have any problem sharing my techniques and stuff with people. If it helps somebody out, then, but, yeah. I found that is quite hidden, the CAD part of it. So that's interesting.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that would be cool because I think a lot of consumers would like that as well. Mm. Like, the more tech heads, there's plenty of people who are into beginners 3D printing and stuff that would be looking out for that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's a niche market there for somebody to crack into.
You were talking about having another bench challenge. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff takes a lot of work.
Absolutely.
And, again, with Brett and myself working full-time, having, a young family, it's finding the time to do these things. They're a big commitment.
Yeah.
We've got some ideas, especially with, the bench competition. We'd like to film it and do, a little, even try and get that out to the public of seeing live jewelers working. Like, I think that'd be pretty interesting concept, and especially with getting local media involved in as well.
Yeah, right.
And we've got lots of little things we're sort of got in the pipelines, just finding the time and the finances under control. I mean, we are trying to push the financial side of it a little bit more recently, just to allow us to do these projects, because in previous years we'd just been take money of our own pockets to do it, which a lot of people don't realise. We've spent thousands of dollars, spending our own money trying to do things.
Yeah.
But, there's lots of things we want to do. It's just a matter of getting the time and the money to do it.
Yeah, sure. Mm. And people?
Yeah, more volunteers would be fantastic, trying to help us do little things. So if we put the word out, we usually get a couple of people trying to, offer help. But, we need more of it.
Yeah, finding the right people too.
Yeah, that's key.
And with the competition stuff too, the traders always supported us, the various suppliers.
The suppliers are
amazing, really. We couldn't have ever done any of the things we've done without their support. So and they continue to support us, and they're the people who I normally spend the most time talking with when I'm walking around the fair, because they're just great people, and they believe in what we do and what the group's about, whether it's sometimes it might work against them with certain opinions and things, but they believe in the trade too, because they're just as much a part of it as all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Healthy trade for them is
a
healthy trade for them.
There's a couple of big things we want to do. I'm not going to give away too much yet. There's a thing which we want to do for a long time, which is going to take a lot of work, which would be quite beneficial. Which hasn't really been done before.
Okay.
It's all about making it a bit easier to find information. That's probably one of the biggest things we're going to try and concentrate on as well. A nice hub. Although Young Jewelers Group is good for information, it's hard to find that information. There is a search function, but if we had a central place where all these things can be stored. So that's something we're going to try and push a little bit over the next couple of years, is getting that hub together and getting a nice resource.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So you're committed.
Yeah.
There have been times where you're like, oh, that's it. This is the last month.
So many times. I mean, it's just like anything, though. Having your own business, for example, there's so many times I'm like, nah, it's not worth it. It's just too much work. There's always moments when things get very difficult. We get constantly, I wouldn't say bombarded, but we get constantly message with different things, you know, people getting upset about certain things. I mean, even in the past, we've been threatened with lawsuits and all sorts of stuff. Like, yeah, it can be very mentally draining if something happens in the group. It can take a big personal toll.
Yeah, sure.
Mm. So there's plenty of times where we've been like, no, it's just not worth it. But, and then, you know, and next day later, people put up a post which just say, thank you very much for Young Jewelers Group. You know, this happened, and it just sort of gets our spirits up again. So,
yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's very validating when someone says that you're doing a good job for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, it is beneficial for the trade that it exists.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I need to remind myself that at times when it gets me down. I just think this is a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You must get PMs for everything.
Yeah. 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 I mean, Brett and I have our own specialties, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, if somebody's talking about a certain subject, you just go, okay, you need to talk to Ewan, or if I'm talking to somebody, you need to talk to Brett.
Yeah.
Or, all right. So we don't have our own little specialties.
What are your specialties? And when should they just not message you? what can save your inbox?
Well, I mean, there's certain, I mean, we have our own email address. So, I mean, we try and steer people towards that. So it's just admin@yjg.com.au. So we do try and encourage people to send to that, because that,
rather than PMs to your personal Facebook.
Because, I mean, we can get stuff at 1 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, it's things which are very trivial. But
yeah, seeing your phone light up just as you're closing your eyes, and you can't resist. I'll look at it.
Mine goes on silent every night, and I turn it face down. So I'm going to bed, it's knock-off time.
Sure.
Yeah, like...
You just learned experience, that is. That, yeah.
Like, I probably handle more of the sort of advertising-type, organisational-type things.
And
Brett's probably more of people sort of...
Yeah, an all-round good dude.
Very good.
Yeah. Like,
you and I have known each other for a long time. We don't really have black and white, like, set out things. We just know each other pretty well. It's like
you're nimble and still after 7 years, it's pretty
but I guess part of all that too, like the backbone of it, is we trust each other and we get on really well, and we know where each other are at.
So
even if we don't talk, you know, whatever, like as often as we used to, because we don't live in the same towns anymore, it's a solid partnership. So.
If people want to be admins, do they contact you, or like, do you generally approach those people?
I have to say, we've never really been approached by somebody wanting to be an admin. It's more so us like keeping an eye on people and see ones that have a good personality. Well,
even tone.
Yeah. It's hard to explain.
It is, because you've got to have the right personality for sure. And you got to understand where we come from with it, as far as how, like, we don't allow bullying. We don't allow people being named and shamed, that kind of stuff online. Like, I don't think it's beneficial to anyone. And those sort of lines can be blurred so easily, because at the end of the day, it's somebody's opinion they've thrown up online, and who am I to be going and checking and validating everyone's opinion? And so, there's those sorts of things they have to get their head around of what is and isn't okay by.
Yeah, there's a lot of fine lines.
Yeah.
A lot of fine lines. Like, I mean, we have the administration team has its own little chat, and if something comes up, we always discuss it, and, you know, all of us have our own little opinions and that sort of thing. But there's an element of self-moderation too, so we don't...
Yeah, you don't want to over-moderate, that's for sure.
We've had stages where we've changed...
Both ways will blow up on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, some administrators over the years have been over-moderated, and some have under-moderated, and it's just trying to find that happy medium between them. And, but, I mean, we're always learning. We're always... I mean, there's things still come up now that we're still unsure of what we should do, so it's constantly learning, and, it is a tough job, especially when we're relied on so heavily and thought of as a
central point.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
People act like it's a paid job for us, you know, like we're rolling in it from this.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, yeah. It's very fine line, and it's constantly a battle to pick the right decision. And we definitely don't always make the right decision. We've lost members because of it. Good members, but we just do our best, do what we think is right.
So our big takeaway is be kind to everyone.
Yeah.
Who's that? Jerry Springer. Be kind to everyone. Try and use the email over PMs. Get involved.
And I would say we also encourage people to organise their own network events. For example, like Jason Reed doing his own little networking thing every Tuesday or every once a month or something. You know, we hear of jewellers in Perth getting together. Like, we really encourage our members to do those little things and really get that element of networking up.
I was talking to Ian Brooks in Adelaide, and he was saying that they've got some WhatsApp groups. Of jewellers. So it's not just physical. You can just have a WhatsApp group.
South Australia's really strong with that.
It's a great little community down there. I really enjoyed it.
And we encourage people to do that. And they can even get in contact with us, and we can help out in certain ways to help get their little event up and running. So, we really encourage that sort of stuff.
Or knowing the people who can help and pointing them in the right direction. And so we're gonna go and have a few drinks now.
Giddy up.
Excited?
This is Dad's on tour. You're talking to over here.
You got a bed to yourselves tonight.
Although it's funny, like, it's more often at these events we're talking to people non-stop, and we're holding an empty beer for about 45 minutes. So if anybody sees us with an empty beer tonight, then, you know, bring over one for us, because we get stuck talking.
Just assume we're parched.
Exactly.
This goes out after the event.
Ah, bugger.
So we'll have to, for next year.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah.
You see an empty beer in Brett and I's hand, and then send us
just
over.
Bring Brett and you in a beer in general. They're doing all right.
We're from Queensland, so, you know, you've got to keep it up to us. Get thirsty.
Very good. And you've got a web page, haven't you? Like, so that's yjg.com.au, is that right?
Yeah, it's only very basic at the moment, but I mean, that's something we're working towards. So.
Yeah, it's a point to convene. And of course, Young Jewelers Group. What are the criteria at the moment? Or is it sort of you eyeball each one individually?
I mean, we have set questions that are put out that people have to answer, but it's, again, there's a few fine lines in there, but if you have some type of involvement in the trade,
you generally got to be in the trade. That's the main thing. You can't be a hobbyist doing a 1 week silver course or something and then think they can come join. And there's a lot of that. And I generally try refer them to some other groups that are of that level. I don't just brush them and, like, see you later.
That's good. Because that's how I started, is from, like, a week course.
Silver. You're not this isn't the place for you, but one you might like to try and
come back in a year or two.
Like, if they're serious about it and they're making it their career, then that's different than then this is the place for you.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much. Let's go have some drinks.
Cheers. Thanks again for having us on.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.